Okay, so before we tackle whether there's the subject of dinner, batas of dinner in relationship to Eretz Israel, in our present day, some interesting sides we'll discuss then, I have a little hot tom.
A little what?
Hot tom.
Hot tom.
Rabbi Yashiv was asked the following shayla. Are you allowed to remove from the shul a person who goes to the secular courts? So Rabbi Yashiv answered that question. And he said, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Yom Kippur, that somebody who goes, Mishabah, somebody who goes into it's on your mamakum. Somebody who goes to court. Mabur Sharat Lashat Aino Roya. He's somebody who can't be Ewa Yos Lashat. He can't be the chazan who leads the congregation. But Rosh Hashanah be Yom Kippur. Or Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. Elim Kane also Shuvah, unless he's done two Shuvah. Says Rabbi Yashiv, it says he can't be the chazan on Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't say you should remove him from the shul. He can stay in the shul. The thing what he can't do if he goes to secular courts is be the chazan on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. That's what he can't be. So there's no heter to remove somebody just from the shul because he goes to the secular courts. He just can't be the chazan on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur. So now the question I'm asking you, can a lawyer be a chazan for the shul of Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur?
He's doing the derechet.
Okay. So as you have to be matzim. You have to be matzim. He doesn't go as his own. What does a lawyer do? He hasn't got a claim, so to speak, that he is going to the secular courts.
Mendel's not even here.
I'm very happy. I don't want to have another heart attack. That's the shalom. Hashem should get better. Refus shalema. So the question. So he's not going himself to the secular courts to represent or present his own case. What he's doing is getting involved in other people's claims in secular courts. What's the status of a lawyer under those circumstances? Okay, we'll get there. We'll have a very interesting shaila later on that Baruch would like. Okay. So, basics. Firstly, is the lawyer doing anything wrong? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch when he talks about secular courts. He says like this, number two, which is on Yomar and Mekomis. He says, Osa ladon bifnei dayonim over kochovim, but akoy shalahem. You can't, it's osa to do, have your case judged in front of goyish judges in their courts. Even if they're going to use the system of halacha or get the same result as halacha in the court, and even if both parties want to be there, it's still awesome to do stay. It's not something optional. It's something to do with Yiddishkeit. Can't have possible halacha. Can't eat the vegetables, you can't break Shabbos, you can't go to secular courts even if you both want it. But call upon the Dom Bifnehem, and if you do go to the secular courts, Haizer, what is his name again? Haizer Rosha. He's called a Rosha. The Ki'ilu, and as if Chora forgot of the Horem Yad B'Toris Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashem. Very stark Lashonis. not very usual in the Shulchan Aruch, of a description of a person who does an Avera, goes out of the way to describe what is his status of this Avera of going to sacrifice. Now, there's no mention over here of a lawyer. It's talking about here the parties themselves go to secular courts, and therefore this is the result. If you go to secular courts, this is who you are, this is your name. What about this lawyer? What is a lawyer? Gary, what is a lawyer doing in there? What is he doing over there?
He's
Machshuli. What else is he doing? What's his, before you give him names, but what is he practically doing?
Representing,
helping you. Yeah? He's helping you. Help. Okay. So, what's that status? So, there's an interesting tshuva saribosh, which the question was asked, the following question, I'll tell you what the question was asked to him. It was asked like this. Reuven married his daughter off to Shimon when she was a katana. Not supposed to do that. He did. And it works. The conditions, they made an agreement.
This is the time of the Yosh?
Yeah. Wow. Married as of a katana, there was an agreement that Shimon will give a ksuba. But the secular courts don't really recognize kusuba, and it doesn't mean that they can't even read it. So what happens? How is she ever going to claim her kusuba if she needs to in the secular forum? Because if you go to the secular court with a kusuba, they're going to just chuck it out. They're going to give her any money. So she wrote an official, IOU. Reuven, Shimon, wrote an IOU, like of the whole chiyuvim of the ksuba, so to speak, in an IOU. And he made it clear to Reuven, she can't use it unless she needs to after divorce or after death, and she needs to get the money in the second divorce, then she can use the IOU, because they recognize that. What happens? Reuven, the father who married off, died. The girl grew up, and she goes to court with a claim.
Who died? The father? Or
the father. The father dies. The father of the child who married her off. Reuven. Dies. And she grows up. And now she goes to court with a claim. While she's still married to Shimon.
Oh, she's not getting divorced.
Not divorced. Married.
Yes.
What's her claim? Claim was, well, I got IOU. They should pay me now. This has got nothing to do with the ksuba. I've got to get the ksuba as well when it's due. But he owes me now because I want the money now.
Well, didn't say on death or divorce?
No. No.
Did she know it's not meant to be used?
Yes. So, the questioner was asked to revise the following words. Look at 3 Aleph. God la habas v'tobeh sasadat. That's what the IOU is called. Lepala b'fnei umasalam. She goes and makes a claim in the secular courts of the IOU in the secular courts from her husband. Nistapit l'cha im isha lo zofsa yosa. If she's not entitled to this, which we know she is halach entitled to it, because that was not the condition. What are you going to do to protect the husband under these circumstances from being paying something which she's not liable to pay? And what happens if she appoints a lawyer, that's what Morsha is, to represent in the court? How are you going to deal with him? So the question I asked her is, how do we deal with her who's doing something wrong? Definitely something wrong. And if she's got a lawyer representing her, what do you do with him? He's Jewish lawyer. So says the Rivash, Ma'asha Shalti, im yotchen tofka law. If you're asking this question, if you got the power, which is a big if, and you're frightened of the secular authorities, tuchol nidoso lachima. You can put an cherem. Kivimash yira beneichem, as much as you like. Whatever you like to put in what type of fashion in the cherem you can put her. Vachain and simi, lenatas lachim kol hamachzik biyota v'oza osa. And similarly puts in cherem anyone who helps and supports her in that claim. Which means the lawyer as well. So we see from this rivosh that the lawyer is not clean.
This is worse than just going to the court. He's doing something illegal, lying, stealing, cheating.
Okay. A gazan you don't put in cherem. What you put in cherem is somebody who goes to secular courts. Only for the chomer isurim. And we see from here that the lawyer is not clean when he says, not my claim, I'm just helping. Helping by betting somebody in secular courts has the same, so to speak, reaction to the person who's actually making the claim himself. They're put in cherem as well. What? He's defending himself. We'll see whether that's okay to defend yourself.
The cherem, though, is not here a punishment after the fact. It's meant to pressure her not to go to the court. So to pressure, you don't have to be a rusher. We just want to stop you from doing something that's damaging.
Could be. Could be. Not everything is clear from this report, but we know that the lawyer is not clean when he gets involved. And he seems to have the same treatment as the person he's representing. Now why? In what way is he not clean? Now we have to actually give the name of what exactly is the lawyer doing wrong under these circumstances. So Martin's saying, Lifnayiva. Is it Lifnayiva?
No, it's with me.
No one else can do it.
No one else can do it. She wouldn't be able to do it without his help. Whatever it is, she's got to pay someone. No.
We've got a standard, classic case.
Come on.
The nozzle. Is he what? He's not allowed to drink a nozzle? Why? If you give the nozzle wine, what are you doing wrong?
Depends if he could reach it himself or not.
If he can reach it, if he can't reach himself and you give him the wine, what are you doing wrong? If he can reach the wine himself and you still give him the wine, what are you, doing anything wrong? It's alright. Okay.
And if someone else can give it to him and you give it to us,
so, let's see.
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay. But we know going to the second court is wrong, and that's what they're doing. And therefore, we need to give them names. Rosha, Magadha, Kila, Magadha, the person himself. The lawyer, we don't know, and Riva seems to equate the two if you help. But what's the name of a lawyer? You're saying Lifter Eva or a Messiah? Let's see what Rav Vadi Yosef said. In his Tshuva number 4, Aleph. There seems to be here a machlokas haposkim, exactly what name you give to the lawyer. Let's see what Vadi Yosef's name for the lawyer is. Orech Din, Yerushamayim, a lawyer. Who has Yerushalayim? Should Nidrish Yatzik Yaseg Bebeit HaMishpot Odom Shetaveh Momen Mechaveh? And he's asked to represent in the secular courts a person to make a claim of money against somebody else. Talk about Jews. Fi Halacha Chayv Lehamneya Mikach. Fi Halacha, the lawyer has to refrain from doing such a thing. Why? Because if he does it, he's got a name. What's the name? Shahayu Messiah is a Avera. Because he's called helping somebody do an Avera. Not Lifnei, but helping. Because it's not me making a claim, I'm just representing him. And the guy who's making the claim, it's his problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you one thing, and somebody else tells you one thing. Of course, you don't get involved. You go and listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein shliach l'dvar avera. So the name of a lawyer who helps somebody in a problematic fashion of going to the courts is Messiah Tadai Avera. Not Lifter Ever, Messiah. Why is he only Messiah, not Lifter Ever? Because if he wouldn't take the job, who would take the job? Another lawyer. It's like a nozir who can get the wine himself, and you're doing it. So you're helping to obey. Okay, so the rabbanon, you say.
So if there's a nozir and there's two people there, there's no way they'll listen either, because I can always ask the other one.
If you don't do it, if you don't available to do it.
If the other one's will do it, yeah? If both of them are prepared to do it, then each one won't be over the service. Now, Messiah David usually is the Rabbanon. The Gaon I Abgav, I'll point out to you, holds here it's the Raisa. We'll discuss later on why he holds this Messiah is called the Raisa. Okay? Maybe that's why the Rivash gave him the same stringency as the claimant himself. Because it's not just some a Messiah. This is a Messiah, which is a Messiah, which is a Deraisa. Maybe. That's the Rav Avdi Yosef's name for this law. Let's see what the Mishnah Halachos, Menashe Kotzen Klein, that's how he describes the lawyer in a different fashion. If, in truth, or perhaps, or like, ha'orach adin, matzik, es Yisrael ba'akois, who represents a Jew in the secular courts, esh, perhaps, he over alav shel b'dineihem v'lo hataveya. Maybe he is doing the thing that's all wrong and not the claimant. Not that he's the claimant's doing something wrong and you're helping him. Maybe when the lawyer represents somebody, he's the one doing this and the claimant's not doing anything wrong. Shakai Malon, because he paskin, ein shliach l'tava abeila. Ha'orach din ba'atzma. The lawyer himself, over the love, he's over on the love which says don't go to secular courts. Asher Tosin of them says go before Basin and not go to full second courts. That love is not the claimant and you're helping him. That love is the lawyer himself. And the claimant who's sending him to do this Avera, Eino over Rak Bidine Shamayim, he's not Chayev Bidei Odom on the love, it's an Issa to Bidei Shamayim. Why? Because whenever somebody sends somebody to a Vera, and that person does the Vera, who's got the Vera? The Shia. And what's the Meshaleach? He's clean? No. He hasn't got the Vera. But he's Bidei Shamayim. So he's done an Issa Bidei Shamayim. And him sending somebody to a Vera is an Issa Bidei Shamayim. So in the eyes of the Mishnah Halachos, it's not exactly like Rav Avdi Yosef, that he, the claimant, has been doing an Avera and you're helping him. No, it's the lawyer himself who's doing the Avera. And the claimant is the lesser one of the evil parties in such a case.
It also goes to courts. The litigant also goes with them.
If the litigant. Yeah, so he points out if the litigant.
In the case of the Shalev and Barbera, the other person does the whole.
Yes. So there's different scenarios. So there's different scenarios. So he points out if he stays at home and he just goes and represents you and does everything for you, that's what he's talking about, where the main party who's in trouble is the lawyer. But if both of you go, then he helps both of you doing the very. Okay. Now, so we've concluded. Lawyer not clean. And what level is he not clean? Either he's helping somebody to do the bear, or he himself is considered doing the bear. Is there a nafka minna between the two definitions? One could say it's right to the bottom, okay. It's a good idea, right? Well, sir, that's what I was wanting you to say. Maybe there's enough good in that. Okay. So now, let me introduce you a case of Maisa Shahoya, where there will be enough gemina how you define the name of the lawyer for this case. Maisa Shahoya, I'm going to read it inside the case. Number 5 is the actual Shaila that was sent. Shaila. Talking about a person with tupal that needs treatment. A dying Einavo Shoma Turamit says he comes to a doctor to have treatment who's not yet this person who needs the treatment. He's not yet Shoma Turamit says. Comes to the religious doctor. And what's the problem of the patient? Sh'ainlo Gvuas and Losh. He hasn't have the healthiness of a person who can have relationships with his wife. And he asked the doctor to give him a prescription of a medicine which will give him ability to have a relationship with his wife. Maybe by giving the prescription, the doctor is actually helping somebody do a vera. What a vera? Him helping have a Jew have a relationship with a woman who's also to have a relationship with, she's a nitter. You're helping somebody do a nitter, which is chorus.
Is this also Menashe Klein?
What?
Is this also Menashe Klein?
No.
Or which?
That's the Shaila. Right, that's the Shaila. I'm not asking why should it be. Well, that's the Shaila. Is it the Shaila? Hold on. He's asking for this type of medicine. Why just darm so you can taste it?
No, but he can do the heker also. His point is he can do the heker also.
He's going to do it for heter.
He might.
There's
his wife is a nida from the day they got married. She didn't go to the mikvah ever. She ain't from.
He knows the shirin of mikvah.
The same question for yourself.
No, this particular case.
To a nun,
even interview her, says she didn't get wet.
You know what kind of family?
There, I'm not sure if you were cooked possible.
Why did not go to the
mikvah? He always cooks baster b'chalav.
You never know.
A frying pan is not miyuchad for baster b'chalav, but this medicine. What is medicine miyuchad for? To do this.
Everything is kitchen is draped.
Doesn't mean you're doing Isurim. Isurim is when you cook possible olive. That's your cooking. Possible olive is this.
Okay.
Back to the silent. Okay. So, what are we going to, what did the posik answer on this shaila?
We don't know who the posik was.
I'm not telling you who the posik was yet. What did the posik answer on this shaila? How did he approach this? So you're telling me, is the doctor got a problem with giving this prescription because of the issue of helping somebody do an affair? That's the shaila for me. So he said, I have to go into the topic of Messiah. Let's go into the topic a bit, he says. Where is it brought up in Shulchan Aruch, this issue of helping somebody do a veras is a problem? It's brought up in Hilchus Yoradeh, in Hilchus Avodas Kochavim. Devarim says, number 6 in Rama comes. Devarim shem yuchrodim lemin memini over to the chovim. You have in your shop, items which are specially designed specifically for use of the goyim for that avodah zarah. Asa limkol over day osa over zkochov and shuosa makom. The halacha is, it's asa to sell those items to a goy who comes in. Because he, you know, what does he want this for? This is what he uses it for. This is what he does with this thing. For avodah zarah. So you asa to sell it to. Says the Ramah, Yeshomim, that we say you can't sell it to him. That's if there's no other shops in town. Yeah. Either there's no one else that he can get hold of, or he can't buy from anybody else. But if he can acquire them, the goy can acquire this same thing from another shop, mutza linka lahem kol tova, you're allowed to sell it. Why are you allowed to sell it? We just learnt in Nozi, if he can't get it, you're over Issa Lifne. If he can get it and you give it to him, even though he can get it, what are you over?
Messiah.
So, hey, nothing. I mean, the goy can go to another shop. And therefore, you're not going to be over Lifnei. But how can you still sell it to him? You should still be over the second issue called Messiah. You're helping to do a favor. So, seeing some here, you don't say the Issa Messiah by a goy. Only when it's a Jew. You help a Jew to an avera, even though he can do it without you, that's called helping, which is awesome. But helping a goy to a avera when he can do it himself, then there's no Issa to help him in such a case. Yesh machmim, some machmim even by goy. The no gula hakel kasar is shown, but the minhag is we make like the first opinion that there's no issa of messiah by a goy. There's issa lifnei iver, but there's no issa in the messiah. Now, there's two opinions. The Ramah paskens, the more make opinion. The shach adds, vi an isdati lokli. Really, there's no machlokas between the two opinions. Kul al-motim. Tara marbi Yisrael shu chai b'vishom e'isa ma'ashayim b'over kochopim Yisrael mu'ma she'ein chai b'vishom. There's no arguments. The Ramah thought there's no arguments and said we're minnag is to be makel. No, there's no arguments. The ones who say it's osa say because they're talking about a Jew, and the ones who say it's mutter talking about a goy. So everyone is makel with a goy. No, it's the Messiah by a goy. What's the logic why there's no it's the Messiah by a goy?
Why then not an exclusive? Why then? If it was up to us, we'd be living here with them.
No,
okay,
very good. Both opinions are correct over here. It's basically the same. The reason why there's an Issa Messiah, normally you can't help somebody doing the way he's going to do in any case, is because you're not supposed to help them, you forget. You're supposed to stop them. There's a mitzvah to stop people doing the things. By goy, there's no mitzvah to stop him doing it. So therefore, if there's no mitzvah to stop him, you can help him when he's going to do it in any case. Because the is of helping when he can do it in any case is only a part and parcel of you have to stop him. So you have to stop him, so sure you can't help him. But if I don't have to stop him, then I can help him if he's going to do it in any case.
There's a specific chapter where it's talking about cut.
That's because they're going to be moved to their gods. That's a different problem. That's not Messiah. That's a problem of you have a chelik in the hodah. Different thing. And it's under the issue of lifnei ibur and such things. That's talking about letting off a debt in, at the time just before the Yom Chag. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the sugya of lifnei ibur, which has no difference between goyim and Jews. But in the sugya of Messiah, there's a difference between a goy and a Jew. Now, let me come back to our shayla with the lawyer before we finish off with the question that was asked over here. There's two options on the table. The lawyer is either not clean because he's Messiah, or the lawyer is not clean because he's doing the ifa itself. We ask, is there an afkaminogen? Okay, that's what we ask. Now, what's the logic? Let's speak out. What's the logic of why the lawyer himself is considered as he's done the ifa himself? Why?
Second point.
Why? What's the logic behind it?
He did it. He didn't just give someone the Isser. He did it via dying.
Very good. The Av Beis in Tel Aviv, Reb Shlomo Nata, Shlomo Tana, Av Beis from 20 years ago, says it's poshut. I don't even understand really how you can call it Messiah by the lawyer. About the lawyer is doing the Isser, because he's a big difference from the Nozir. What's the case of the Nozir where you consider helping? What's the case?
The Nozir is doing the drinking.
Who's drinking?
The
Nozir. And you just enable him to drink. But what's the lawyer doing? Is he enabling the claimant to do the Isser, or is he doing the Isser himself? What is he doing?
He's the one that's doing the Isser. He's the one that's presenting the case.
Yep. Who also called my surveyor? He does the whole my surveyor, the third line of Rav Shlomo Tana's Avos. Hmm? Yes, Nachum. So now we've got our two shilas on the table, and we have to approach it then. Got the shila, can the doctor give this prescription? And what about the lawyer? Okay, is he called the Messiah? Or is he considered actual the Issa itself? And is there an afkamina between them? That's our two shilas.
Is the lawyer telling the guy his client? Is that what he's doing his usher?
Is the lawyer informing his client his usher?
Yeah.
Most lawyers don't.
So that itself is lifnei, because you are giving the impression to your client that it's mutter.
Why? I'm not a rabbinic authority in all this.
No, but
ask.
If you are willing to do it, that means...
That's not giving a...
It's certainly over on
Okay, but it's not lifnei. You ask your questions of halacha to a rabbi, and you ask your questions of how to write a contract to a lawyer. Don't muddle up the two.
That's where I get the right answer from.
A lawyer that's just a candidate.
Okay, we'll see whether there's no problem. So this shayla was asked, obviously it's a common shayla, lawyers representing what's going to be the status of them. So it's brought down in the Sefer Ayovel of Absolovechik, that's up. That's with Gedalia Felder from Toronto, said the following leniency. This is the first leniency tonight. He says, Heicha, the Hatavea Vahanitzvah Eina Shomer Torah or Mitzvah, if the people you're representing are not religious Jews, Ein Kan Messiah Yadeya Beira. There's no issue of the Messiah Yadeya Beira. Shaino Yikabu Achem Yikabu. Because if you don't represent them, other people will get you. That's his statement. What does he mean?
That's what Messiah is.
You could say, Ein Kan Lifnei Ezra. That's what you can say. Because if you don't do it, somebody else will do it. But how can you say, Ein Kan Messiah?
By a murmur, he says. By a murmur, there's no Messiah.
By a murmur.
They're not from
there. Well, that's the same thing as Shemeshba.
So maybe to say that it's not just that, in this case, what's going to happen? A non-from lawyer representative. At least if you're a from lawyer, you could help them, guide them, do it more, but less Yisur involved. By not, it's almost like the mitzvah to get involved. By not getting involved.
Change Issa. That a rosha kilo korv the gods of a harem toast by Shuvinu. Santa Veo Mitzah. Sounds like reform to me.
I'm trying to
say it.
Sounds
like a lawyer.
Okay. So we need to go to Rav Moshe Sternbuch to help us explain what does Rav Gedalia Felder mean? That's okay, they can get it elsewhere, it's no problem. The Moshe Sternbuch, where we'll see the Rav for many years? Johannesburg. Johannesburg has a big community of, and they've got obviously lawyers in them. And he was asked this question. So he says the following, L'chora, yesh l'sadet, you can maybe suggest, the Kamosh about din akim kaim lon shim yesh l'chus yisrael b'dineihem below b'dineinu, just by a goy. We have a special halacha that says, if you can make the goy lose, using their system of judgment, you use it. You say, well, this is your law, so you lose the case. Or it's our law, and you lose the case. You can choose whatever way to make the goy lose. Because he's a goy, he's not supposed to win. But perhaps the mechalel Shabbos b'fehesya, somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos in a public fashion, dinakakam has got the halachic status received from many halachas as a goy. V'shuv mitzotzi, and I looked around. Is that true? And I found divrei geonim, giant of a posuk divrei geonim. Who says, note the psuk, he's noted to say, Shuk Yochrim Ladonu Kedine Akim, you can judge a irreligious Jew in the same fashion as you judge a goy. It's got the same tip. Ekein Lamaita Ein Lochiev Limchos Biad Orchi Dinim Elu. Therefore, we don't need to object, Lamaita says Moshe Sternbuch, on these lawyers who represent irreligious Jews.
They're not Machal Shabbos Befehesia.
You may say they're Tinnik Shalishmas, but they're not Machal. They're definitely Machal Shabbos Befehesia.
No, it has to be Lachis.
No, it doesn't have to be Lachis.
No,
Machal Shabbos Befehesia is not
Lachis. It has to be, okay, but it has to be, you know, it's Chil Shabbos. Everybody's Machal Shabbos Befehesia.
Machal Shabbos.
Everybody is Machal
Shabbos.
Nowadays. No, if you are not Bucky and Hilfer Shabbos, guaranteed you're Machal Shabbos every single Shabbos.
That's called your shoking.
That's what I'm saying, shoking.
Here he knows the Shabbos.
He doesn't know Shabbos. He doesn't know what Shabbos is.
He knows there's a Sabbath.
But that's not.
Yes.
But before you ask the question, I just want to say what he said, and then Bakasha. What Moshe Sternbuch said, he says, irreligious Jews, it's not nice to say, not pleasant to say, but it's better to say this, because it helps the lawyers out. Well, how did it help the lawyers out? Because he's not representing a Jew in this halacha. But they're Jewish. In this halacha, it's not considered representing a Jew. Just as by a goy. We say there's no is of Messiah to a goy. There's also no Issa Messiah, an irreligious Jew. And a mailer, a lawyer, who was being asked to represent somebody in court, is not doing anything wrong. Because what's his name? Messiah. And Messiah of who? Of a somebody so religious who's got the same halacha as a goy, that you have no chiyuv to stop them. Now the question is, which you're all burning to ask, what's the question? Maybe it is, God.
So therefore, does this religious Jew is like a non-Jew? What do you mean? You're trying to make this irreligious Jew weak, so what are you going to do? But you bring it up as a reason. You bring up the reason, is a Jew against a non-Jew, you can use their laws to make the non-Jew.
Yes. So let me ask you this question. It's a new way of looking at life maybe. When somebody wins monetary but loses in Shemaim, is that called winning or losing? In the big game of things.
Losing.
So therefore you can help him lose.
So you're cheating. So you're saying I'm going to help you send this transfer, I'm going to help you win, but you're cheating.
And you're going to pay for it too.
Now, what's the big question of Moshe Sternbuch and the Gedalia Elder Hetzel, so to speak? What are they saying? They're saying, you lawyers, religious lawyers, you want to go to court, make money, be rich, the Vakasha, even with Jewish clients, as long as he's Jewish clients, not religious. Why? Because he's Jewish, right? I've got a din of the irreligious, or mama. What's the question on that?
Don't we say they're doing that by yourself?
Hmm?
They can have religious
points with
non-Jewish
courts. We'll get to the practical details of that.
They're doing that in the very
term. Okay, first point is, maybe a lawyer is not just Messiah. Maybe he's doing the very itself, and this whole logic doesn't work. This is logic. If you've got a name of Messiah, Messiah doesn't apply if it's a goy, and you're now extending it to irreligious Jew. But maybe he's not just Messiah. Maybe the name of a lawyer is he's the Vera itself. Problem number one. What's problem number two?
He's supposed to prevent the Jew from being Vera, either religious or otherwise.
What? Why? Which Jew are you supposed to prevent doing a Vera?
Any Jew.
Not Mumus.
I'm not supposed to prevent the mummer from doing a veir if I have it with my power to?
Tinek Shanishba.
No, but a mummer. If I have the power to stop him, isn't based in the tzuva to stop a mummer from doing an veir?
Tinek Shanishba. Definitely. We'll talk about a mummer, but no answer. Tinek Shanishbas. But they're not mummers. We know the famous Pesach of the Chazon Ish. They all are Jewish friends, brethren. Are considered Tinek Shanishbas. They're not considered mummers nowadays. To know better. So how can you define irreligious Jews? Okay, you can represent the Jews as Jews. It depends. Did you grow up Haredi? Did you have a normal education? His parents was a normal family life, and there was no reason for him to go off the derech. He just decided to forget religion because I know better. Okay, so then he's a mummer. But if there's somebody else who's not religious, he's not a mummer. So how can you say, well, you can represent irreligious Jews? It's very specific, irreligious Jew, maybe you can represent. So what's the answer to that question, at least? You want to know whether the chazan can daven or not? Come on.
Yeah, the shul is in the court or not.
Let me add spice to the question. In the what did they paskin by the doctor where we can give the prescription? Can he give it to the irreligious Jew or not? They paskin. You can. Why? Because it's only Messiah irreligious Jew. Messiah irreligious Jew. What's going on over here? No, it's the Messiah.
Oh, okay, I got it.
You have to have some That's our other question. But our first question is this. No, it's the same. One side is this much worse. The other side of the coin, which is Rav Yosef's side of the coin, was, no, he's in the same category of Messiah.
A Tino tradition for you have to be Makara, Jasmine. To the extent that it's realistic and within their Makudas of a hero to do something. So these two things are beyond the Makudas of a hero. When someone you're first reaching out to the beginning, it's like, all right, now I'm going to stop going to secular court. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Or now I'm going to keep Tars and Shabbat. Those are not the first things they're going to do. It's not part of the Sabbath, it's not part of the Makudas of a hero. So therefore, there's no Chiyav of a Chayav to Chiyav in this case, and that's why you don't have the issue.
You're going in the right track. Going on the right track. Rav Moshe Sternberg writes, didn't quote him over here, you can look at him inside over here. He does say Lashonis and say, and even if he's considered a Tinnik Shanishva, it's still okay. Even so. Because the Yisod of Messiah doesn't apply. It's not to do, it's not a punishment. It's not a thought of a punishment. I give him a punishment. Well, normally you give a punishment. This is not small, don't give a punishment. It's not like that. Messiah is a concept. You got a mitzvah, prishim in the issu. So gosh again, don't help him. With irreligious Jews, it doesn't apply. Prishim in issurim. I have no way of prishim in with issurim.
So that's just a fact or benefit that you put the mitzvah of Rishon.
So therefore, he's machadish over here. I have no way of being mafish on the Issa, like you're saying, no way. So therefore, Messiah is not a different category. It's part, is there mitzvah of Rishon and Issa by this person? Or not, by goy not. By a Jew, it was not, yes, there is. By irreligious Jew, where it won't help, it seems to be a chiddush.
Same thing.
If there's no problem of listening, if there's only problem of Messiah.
We're sitting in McDonald's, and yes, the cheeseburger is on my side of the table. I say, here, enjoy yourself.
I'm going to ask another question, okay. Similar to that. Okay, that's the concept. It's not a punishment and say, hey, poor guy, it's a mishpah. It's Messiah, it's a concept that you don't need to be worried about Messiah by these type of Jews because the whole concept doesn't apply. That's the kivon. And Memela, Lefi, Rab Gedalia, Felder, and Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the answer is, can your lawyer be the chazan on Yom Ha'Noraim? What's going to be the answer?
Yes.
No, it won't be a blanket answer. It will be if he is representing religious Jews, of course not. If he's representing irreligious Jews, okay. But there's another side. I'm saying first we've got a few problems. We've still got a problem, but this only works if you give the name of the lawyer of Messiah. Then you've got a whole stick of Torah which you have to build gav to get your heter in a specific scenario. But if you hold the other points where the lawyer himself is this, there's no heter. That's enough gemin. So I will leave you tonight with a question. Let's look at how the Mishnah Berurah Chofetz Chaim paskens in this sugya of Messiah. Number 9 says in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos like this: Min haTorah ein chayv ela kasheokra chefetz b'shus yochid v'nicha b'shus rabim. Issa hutzah is when you go from b'shus yochid to b'shus rabim, you're over issa hutzah. V'n yoda leflim v'notzah chefetz metoch yoda yatzchaver. If somebody's standing inside, Reuven's standing inside, Shimon comes, Reuven's holding something, Shimon sticks his hand into the Reshus HaYochid where Reuven is, takes the item out of Reuven's hand in the Reshus HaYochid, brings it to him. What's the din?
He's
chayv. Chavera Potter of Osir. He's chayv because he's done the whole thing. He took everything from Mrs. Yahushua. A Reuven, who allowed him to do it, is not Chayef, but it's Osir, because he allowed him to do it. Yeah. Mr. Bruce says over there, Potter of Osir, you allowed him to do it. You allowed him to do it. It's Osir. Okay. That's, you allowed him to, you could, it's Osir. Lo Mishum Issa Shabbos. The reason why it's Osir is not because Reuven, who was standing inside, is because he'd done something wrong on Shabbos. He's marshaling. Even in a case where he could have taken it even without the guy inside, where the guy inside is not lifting it, he could have done it in any case. And he's just hoping it's still awesome. So by the time, still is Aaron, Ika. And when it comes to a mumma, and even a goy, you can't even help them do it. So even though there are more paskins in Yeridea, that is a different category. By goyim, that you say Messiah is not a problem, and says the Mishmur, halacha is like the machmirim over there. That you can't even Messiah a goy and kol shekein a mumma and kol shekein a tinnik shenishba. So therefore, now we got a question on all our poskim, and you have to think about it till next week. How can the paskin that you can give the prescription to the irreligious Jew? Well, because he's irreligious. Messiah is not a problem. How can you paskin? A lawyer is okay if he represents evil Jews because it's no problem with Messiah. How can you pass it like that? Even if you're going with the issue of Messiah, we hold halachically, Mr. Brewer, Messiah is a problem even by goy. And he conjugated by a Jew. He's a woman. So therefore, what's the psak halacha that we're saying over here? Think about it till next week.